Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Good morning. Now, I have some very exciting news because Donald Skehan is back on the telly tonight with the new cookery show. It's called Family Food in Minutes. And let's face it, his timing couldn't be better. And he's actually here in the studio. While he can be, Donald, how's life?
Life is good. Life is strange, but it's good to be back home in Ireland.
How long are you back now?
6 months.
6 months. And was COVID a big reason as to your return home?
Yes, we had been planning to come back to do the TV show. We were meant to film it in May, and then COVID hit and we basically moved up our plans really quickly. So like we left, I think in the midst of the proper lockdown here, which was terrifying because we were going through like airport. We got picked up in an Uber with 16 bags across two cars with a fella in a hazmat suit and goggles and gloves. And like, it was terrifying because we went through the LAX with, there was very few people.
Like, did you have the two boys at the time?
With the two boys, yeah.
So and how did they take to it all?
Sure, they're oblivious to it. Yeah, like we were, I mean, we were up to 90. Like, yeah. I think I still have PTSD after it because it was madness. We were doing like a transatlantic move with a newborn, basically. And it's mad. I feel like we're only coming up for air and now we're back into another lockdown.
So. I'm going to stop you there because it's such a negative word. I mean, Cormac actually brought it up on the show yesterday that it's synonymous with prisoners and...
Speaking of cinemas, I looked it up. It's a lot. It could be called a holding cell or the hole.
The
winter hole.
The winter hole. See, we have our sex therapist on later. She might quite like that for various reasons.
The winter hole.
I quite like hibernation or safe time or nest and rest.
Or the Great Irish Cook-Off 2020 winter edition.
Speaking of which, your new cookery show. Good timing, by the way. And thank you for coming back to do it. What's it all about?
So it's all about family food this year. I'm a dad of two now, and we need quick cooking, easy meals that are going to bring happy faces to the table. So it's all comfort food classics. It's ideal for what we're coming into now.
You must have been dying to make this programme because you lived in LA for so long and they just juice over there, don't they? Like, they're super on a health buzz.
There's a lot of that,
What is life like in LA?
I think everyone thinks it's all green juices and yoga. And it was. I was doing a bit of yoga over there. But to be honest, I think I put on the LA stone before the COVID stone because literally there's just great food everywhere. I mean, Ireland is fantastic, but the amount of takeout options, the amount of, like... We had an In-N-Out burger around the corner from the house. Like, it's lethal. It's lethal being there.
It is lethal. And I always have this perception that it is actually quite difficult to eat well in the States because you have all those fast food options around you all the time. So let's talk about the show. So it's good old-fashioned comfort food. Yeah. What is going to be the new banana bread, though?
Well, tonight we're doing chocolate biscuit cake. And, you know, I'd love to tell you that, you know, I have something fancy and really, really high-end and sophisticated, but chocolate biscuit cake is what people want. The people chocolate biscuit cake.
It is the birthday cake go-to.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so good.
The one we're doing tonight is like, it's kind of tall and high and it has this chocolate ganache that runs down the side of it.
Stop
and
it.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday night treat.
We need that in our life.
Yeah.
And are you happy to see, I mean, over the last hibernating stage, whatever, we haven't decided what we're going to call it yet. A lot of people were cooking because they had no other option. Was that good to see?
Yeah, my website crashed so many times over our banana bread recipe.
Yeah.
So like literally, it is great to see, you know. And I think in a way, a lot of people find comfort in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do envisage that coming in the next 6 weeks, I think a lot of people will be turning to the kitchen for comfort.
Absolutely. But unfortunately, a lot of people will be on a much tighter budget with being on the COVID payment or whatever.
Yeah.
So we have a bit of a challenge for you.
Mm.
We've called it Dish It, Donal, right?
Very inventive here this morning, Jen.
So we're going to give you a kitchen staple and you give us two recipes, right? On a budget.
Yes.
And on a blowout, okay?
Okay,
so
right.
The ingredient is... Pasta.
You can't go wrong with a bit of pasta.
You can.
It's a classic.
You can go... In my house, you can go really wrong with pasta.
You've got that kind of Italian streak. Yeah. And there's a lot of Italians angry with me on YouTube. Because I did a one pot pasta recipe maybe 5 years ago.
Lovely.
And I still am somewhat living to tell the tale.
What's a one pot pasta recipe?
You basically cook it out kind of like risotto and it don't roll your eyes. But it was a Martha Stewart recipe and it has nearly 12 million views on my YouTube channel. It is super easy and literally it takes minutes because you're cooking it all in the one pot. However, the Italian...
Death threats.
There has been death threats.
Yeah.
And they've talked about their grandmothers crying in their sleep. They've talked about... So, like, yeah, it's come with a little bit of hate from the Italians, but I'm okay with that.
Okay, because it's easy. And
it's easy.
You know, because a lot of people are at home now. And I thought, okay, well, do we have more time? We actually don't have any more time because our kids are around us all the time.
Oh, yes.
And I was trying to cook last night, okay? And I don't do it very often, but he was at work. So I constantly having the young fella ask me to play with him. You probably have this with a toddler. And then you're trying to cook and then you feel so guilty because you're not playing cards with the young fella. And that's what you really want to do because I'm not really great at cooking. And I'm trying to get it done really, really quickly, you know? So pasta, talk to me. How can I deceive my husband into a really quick, you know, budget pasta dish?
Okay, well, we just were filming this yesterday.
Okay.
But it's a very simple one, and it's kind of an Irish meets Italian sort of thing going on here, but it's if you can get, which is in season right now, really good Savoy cabbage, you slice that up, so it's basically a bacon and cabbage pasta, but you slowly cook out some onions and leeks, get them nice and soft, add in a little bit of cream, you cook out your with a bit of garlic and thyme, and you add in your Savoy cabbage until it's nicely softened down, and then you just toss through bucatini, beautiful thick kind of spaghetti like with a little hole in the middle, and it's super easy and all very budget friendly. You could use smoked streaky bacon if you can't get pancetta, and it's absolutely delicious and total comfort food.
Bacon and cabbage pasta.
Bacon and cabbage pasta.
This is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. Now, that cabbage, what does that look like now?
That's the crinkly one.
Okay.
That's the dinosaur skin looking one.
Gotcha.
Savoy
cabbage. I always look at that and go, I'd love to be able to do something with that.
You could do it with any cabbage, but that actually just kind of holds its shape really nicely, and it doesn't just go to mush basically when you cook it out.
And it's comfort and it's art and it's going to look fancy, isn't it?
I feel that works in your family very well. It's Irish meets Italian now.
I'm into that. That's perfect for me. Okay. Blowout. Okay. I really want to go all out. Okay. I lock the kids in the hot press or something. I'm going all out.
Well,
now.
You'll definitely need to for this one. This is a slow braised beef ragu and it is phenomenal. This is probably more your like Saturday afternoon one where you have a bit of time in the kitchen. You can kind of shove the kids into a room and maybe put on some cartoons, which I've learned is a really easy way to learn how to cook in the kitchen with a bit of ease. But you just basically take a really nice cut of like beef shin would be lovely.
Shin,
yeah. It's all the kind of the ones that are a little bit more inexpensive but have a lot more tendon and muscle and fat and it slowly braises. So you're kind of making a really sophisticated ragu and you braise it with white wine, a little bit of milk and a little bit of your regular veggies, celery, garlic, onion and carrot.
Yeah,
and tins of tomatoes. If you have fresh tomatoes, bung them in and you leave it for about 2 hours until it's slowly braised. And what should happen is you're left with this like almost kind of shreddable meat that kind of gets tossed through this really rich ragu. And it is phenomenal. Fresh pappardelle. Serve it with fresh pappardelle.
Happy you're home, Donald. Can I do a quick round of yay or nay with you?
Yes, please.
Slow cookers in the house.
I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Only as of recently, because I've learned the value of them.
Especially with kids.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal. Because
really,
you can do it.
Really good for cooking rice and things in. Well, my one cooks rice. And
does it?
Yeah. So like if we're going to pick up the kids, one child goes to school.
Yeah.
If we're going, I'll pop in the rice, leave it to cook. And by the time I get back, I've like one part of the meal done.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan.
Slow cookers, amazing. Okay. Air fryers.
Air fryers is a mixed bag. It's too much effort. I think you get just as good results in the oven. But as a bit of novelty, and if it gets you going, go for it.
It takes up so much
it
room.
It does. And I had one, I got sent one when we were in the States, and it literally was like having a hovercraft in the corner of the kitchen.
Huge.
It was massive, like.
Yes, yeah, so if you have a small kitchen, don't go for it. But slow cookers for the win, I think.
Yeah,
I think it's a really good tip.
Now. Yeah. Actually, the beef ragu we just talked about.
Whack it in.
Beautiful in the slow cooker.
Stop, Donald. I'm so happy you're home. And people can see you tonight. It's 8:30 p.m. on RT1.
Yeah,
Donald, come here to me. That is an amazing time.
We're in, Jen. We're in. in.
You are in and you are going nowhere. So tell your wife you're staying
that's
in Ireland.
That's the quote of the day. You're in and you're going nowhere, Donald.
That's right. Donald Skin, thanks so much. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.